See, it was a 50-50 chance we're getting some other Ulster team in the quarter final, and it happens to be Armagh on this occasion, and we have to respect both of them because they're good teams. They're in the last eight, the same as ourselves, so it doesn't matter how you get there, and we of all counties should know that, because we got there through the so-called back door scenic route, called what you will, on a number of occasions, and it proved to be good for us. So every team can feel the same way. They get momentum and they're dangerous.
There was a great rivalry there in the early part of the noughties between Armagh and Tyrone, and you many a great battle. You haven't probably met each other all that much in recent times, maybe except the odd maybe league game last year, was it, and maybe a couple of Doctor of E games or stuff like that. How well do you know this Armagh team?
I suppose we haven't been toe-to-toe with them as much as we would have been in the noughties, and I suppose up until now they hadn't got the household names, if you like, but I think because of this run in the qualifiers, we have come very much to know exactly who they are, and they're a good young emerging bunch, and they have now got great belief in themselves, the belief that comes with winning games. And I think somebody quoted there, it's the first time since 2002 that they've won four championship games in a row. So I mean, that's a serious belief to have for those young players, and Kieran McGeaney and the people that is around him are serious people as well, who have been big part of the 2002 success, which still stands tall in the memories of all Armagh people. And this is what we're up against: an emerging side, a young side that's full of confidence, and a management team that's instilling that confidence in them. So we know what it's like. I mean, there's no easy route into an Ireland semi-final.
An Armagh team, regardless what Armagh team is, doesn't need any motivation when it comes to seeing a Tyrone jersey.
No, this is it. I keep saying this all the time. We have more derbies than anybody in the country because we're just surrounded by counties here. If it's not Armagh, it's Derry, it's Donegal, it's Fermanagh, it's Monaghan. They're all neighbours of ours. And I suppose Armagh and Tyrone have that sort of rivalry, if you like. And I think it's a very healthy and honest rivalry from back in the noughties when they had a very, very good team. They won the All-Ireland before we did. We were fortunate that we got that one back right away, and I suppose even more fortunate in 2005 that kick of the ball separated us in the semi-final, and I believe Armagh would have won that final too, as we did. So there's a lot of history there, a lot of rivalry there, and we had two quality sides back then, and I think we have two quality sides at the minute. People maybe just haven't discovered that yet, but I think we have two very good sides.
So Armagh are a real threat, are they?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, look at their run in the qualifiers here. I like to see the amount they're scoring. It says a lot about them. They've scored 20 points. They've scored 117 on two different occasions. Probably the one game they didn't score as much as they might have liked it was against Westmeath. But Westmeath maybe did play quite defensively that day too, as a result of maybe getting a bit of a tank in the Leinster final or the Leinster semi-final against Dublin. So I just think that, Armagh had proved a lot in the last number of games, and when you consider that they didn't get promotion at the end of the season when it was all but theirs for the taking, that was a big setback. Then they go to play down in the Ulster Championship, get beaten there, another huge setback, but still they have the resilience to come back and be in the last eight of the All-Ireland series. I think that says a lot about them.
You've seen them in their playoff against Kildare. What impressed you about them? What areas of the field impressed you about them?
Well, obviously they're a potent attack, and I think with Jimmy Clark on song, both in finishing and creating, that says a lot. Yeah, Mike Parlin's a good finisher as well, a strong player, a good left foot on him. I think the two new midfielders, Sheridan and Grimley, are good players, and obviously they have a very solid defence. You've got some Cross McLean here, men in two corners. Brenton Donaghy's a veteran at centre half back, and I think their goalkeeper is to be admired as well. He's a young fella, he's very confident, he can clip the ball out short, medium, long. For a young goalkeeper, I think he's to be admired as well. So they have a lot of good players all over the field, and a lot of players that play with a real intensity. I saw that in them against Kildare. They played with an intensity probably superior to Kildare's, and that really made the difference in the end.
Did it surprise you how good they were against Kildare?
I suppose not many people thought that, people did fancy Kildare, who are now on their way to Division 1, who have a lot of good footballers and maybe people returning from other sports, and they seem to be a really emerging and developing side as well. So the beat in the street was that Kildare should win this game, but Armagh didn't believe that script, and I think that I wouldn't say it surprised me at all. I thought it was a possibility, but I didn't expect that in the way the game developed, that a fight to the end, that Armagh would have sort of the capacity to hold, stave off Kildare. But they did. And in a high-scoring game, they beat them in a toe-to-toe match.
Anyway, talk to me about Tyrone. I know we spoke ahead of the Ulster final against Down about an 11-point win over Derry and a 9-point win over a highly fancied Donegal. It hasn't got any tougher anyway since you beat Down in the final by, what, 8 or 9 points as well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask the same question. Still a little hankering or a doubt, maybe, as if you've really been tested?
Well, sure, who knows? We can't answer that at the moment. All we can do is perform to the best of our ability, and whoever's in front of us, that's so be it. And, you know, it all depends on how people read into now. Because Donegal fell badly to Galway, people are saying that wasn't a great victory now. People were saying beating Derry wasn't a great victory, but Derry went on to push Mayo to the limit. Donegal didn't become a bad side just because they've lost to Galway in a sort of a bad day for them. And these bad days happen from time to time. And Down, I think Down proved a formidable enough outfit as well in their encounter with Monaghan, because they missed a couple of goal chances that if they'd taken either of them, I think they would still have made Monaghan fight to the bitter end. So you can look at it in several different ways. I think the sides we played are decent sides. How that measures up to where we're at now, we really don't know the answer to that. It's every game at a time. And if we can produce the best of our form in this quarterfinal against Armagh, I believe we'll win.
Is that something you have to keep instilling in your players, because they're so young and maybe so impressionable, because this is a young Tyrone team by and large?
Yeah, I mean, it is an emerging side, no doubt. But at the same time, you know, we've got Sean and his experience at that end of the spectrum, and you're coming in with young David Mulgrew at not even 20 years of age yet. So we have a great spread of ages within that team. Mm-hmm. And we have those men who have been round a right while now, and Matty Donnelly and Petey Hart and people like that there. You have Colm Kavanagh, who's a veteran of today's game, if you like, and still not 30. So we have people across the whole evening. You have the 21s coming in, like Pádraig Hampsey and Kieran McGeary and people like that. So I think we have a good spread of experience across our team, and while essentially it's a young enough team, it's also a mature enough team.
Have you got better as the championship went on? Have you found your team, maybe found, you know, I'm thinking of when you mentioned Pádraig Hampsey there, like he was a revelation at centre back, you know, having played cornerback up to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been watching Pádraig for some time now, obviously. We had him in last year and in the squad, and though he didn't get much game time, he still was learning a lot. And I think that's really to be admired for that, that to have not had much game time last year or anything, maybe nothing worth talking about in the championship, and still to be there and be persistent and to come on, and when he got his chance to seize it, as he did this year right throughout the league and into the championship. So he is a real example to players who really want to learn as they go and be patient and wait till their time comes and then seize that opportunity when it comes. So he's a real example in that field, if you like. And you know, Kieran McGeary's an improving player with every game too. And then you have Conor Myler can come in and do some good work. Cathal McShane can come in and do some good work. Mark Bradley's playing well up front.
Ronan O'Neill
as can do things when you bring him in as well. So Tiernan McCann, we have lots of, and Conor or Cathal McCann, we have very experienced players. Haggerty, as we call him, yeah. That might ring a bell in Donegal, but for some reason Ronan McNamee gets known as Haggerty. we have a lot of good players too at various ages across the whole age spectrum, I say, and I think it's the collection of all their unique abilities that gives us a decent team.
Because I think you've used something like 24, 25 players in the course of the league, or of course of the championship. I think you use more in course of the league, so you really have a very good squad of players, like, you know, that you have 9 or 10 players that you can call on any day to come in and do a job.
Well, I mean, that's what squads are about, that's what panels are about. You have to pick horses for courses, so to speak, and you have to pick cover for each department of the field, and you need to have players who can go in and make a difference. You know, that's what people who don't start now need to do. They go into the game to make a difference, not just to go in to get a sort of a run out.
Impact players
who know, they've studied what's happening up to date, and they're going in to make a difference. And if you have players of that mentality, then that's always good.
The fact that it's Armagh now, and obviously they bring a physical threat, and they bring maybe challenges that others don't see, does that shape your thinking in the formation, the selection of your team?
Well, I mean, you always consider your opponents, you consider their personnel, you consider what you need to be doing to be dealing with them and how you might need to play to counteract their game plan. So, yes, you always have to consider all of these things. But generally now at this level, every team is physical and every team is well conditioned. So I don't think that's any surprise or that would be taken by surprise by that. I mean, players today put a lot of work into the physicality of their own body structure, if you like, and they do that for a purpose, to be able to take the hits and give the hits, and that's what I think we'll find.
Well, it's been, 3 weeks now since the Ulster final. How has preparations gone since that?
Well, we've been very fortunate, thank God. The boys have played a club match or two, and they have stayed injury-free, thank God. And we're a full panel to train with at the minute, and it's very unusual to have all of the players available, except for the exception of Conor McAlisky, who's recovering from a cruciate. Everybody else is available for selection, and that gives you headaches in one way, but it's a positive headache to have too in many other ways.
Heading back to Croke Park to the quarterfinal for the second year, obviously the target now with Tyrone, you know, Ulster titles are one thing, but you know, Tyrone have moved on, they're much loftier expectations among players, management, supporters, everybody, even about outsiders about Tyrone. How big a factor was last year's defeat and the heart of it, that Mayo be a driving force this time to get over the line?
Well, I've no doubt it will. It's particularly a driving force to get past that quarter final, because you win your provincial title and you feel good about it, and you're into an All Ireland series now, and you want the first day out in that. You don't want to be history, and we were last year. We were history after winning the Ulster title, and here we go to the quarter final. You're looking forward to playing more football in August, and suddenly you don't have it. So yes, it was a huge disappointment, and it's something we need to guard against. We don't want that to be the case this time. We know that we'll have to play to the top of our form to make sure that it isn't, but that's what we're prepared to do. We're prepared to do and give it all we've got. If we give it our best shot, then we'll take the result that comes with it.
Are you a better team, mentally, physically, every way?
Oh, absolutely. I think we've matured over the last 12 months, and we have lots of experiences to call on, lots of things to learn from, good days and bad days. And I suppose if we learn enough from the bad days, then we'll keep ourselves away from more of them coming quicker than we want them to.